NLP Practitioner Introduction. NLP stands for Neuro-Linguistic Programming, a study of the mind and nervous system, neural, language and the way that we build a linguistic map of the world, linguistic, and our learned behavioral responses, programming. NLP is a study of how we can use language to map the connections between internal experience and external behavior. People describe NLP in different ways: a study of excellence, a model of human communication and behavior, or a toolkit for personal change are ones you may have heard. Some NLP trainers even present NLP as a panacea for all ills. It can give you confidence, wealth, contentment, good health, and more. Because of this, NLP has earned a reputation from some critics for being a hyped-up, pseudo-scientific cult that tries to pass itself off as a branch of psychology or neuroscience or psychiatry, depending on which website you're looking at. Many years ago, I ran a large practice group operating out of London. A trainer came over from America to run a short course, and he graciously joined us for the evening. I forget the subject of his workshop, but halfway through he began talking about why NLP is not a cult, and spent the rest of the evening trying to convince the audience that this was the case. The members of the audience, about 40 people, stared at each other in confusion. Who had said that NLP was a cult? No one had. The trainer was answering a question that no one had asked because he had anticipated that someone would ask it. Was he trying to be too clever? The fact was that 40 people had turned up either because they thought that NLP was not a cult, or that it was and they liked that, or they didn't care either way. In any event, the trainer possibly made life too complicated for himself. In this practitioner manual, we are not presenting NLP as something it is not. NLP is a powerful toolkit, and it is well worth the time and effort required to learn and master its subtleties. NLP should never be used to influence or manipulate, and if anything, subversive intentions do have a habit of surfacing quite clearly in a person's behavior. NLP is currently used in business, sports coaching, therapy, counseling, coaching, training, teaching.